dummy.
You big dummy.
You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. Right. Once again, it is time for You Big Dummy. If you would like to be a reader for You Big Dummy, find the link to a funny dummy story and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Say, I'd like to read that. Dan will get a hold of you. Record it, read it, and you get yourself a prize as well. Dummy number one, dummy number one. If you're trying to elude the cops, it's probably a good idea not to drive in a van that looks exactly like Scooby-Doo's Mystery Machine. Reading police said Sharon K. Terman, 51, was wanted on a probation violation Sunday when she was spotted operating a 1994 Chrysler minivan. The minivan had been painted teal and green with a design inspired by the Mystery Machine from the Scooby-Doo cartoons. Officers, recognizing the vehicle, attempted a traffic stop, but Terman sped off through South Market Street, police said. Terman allegedly drove at speeds exceeding 100 miles per hour during the chase before abandoning the vehicle. Her current whereabouts are unknown. Oh, those meddling kids.
My only child is a dummy.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Police who arrived at a shop after an alarm went off were surprised to find a pair of legs dangling from a hole in the ceiling. According to a police report, a 40-year-old man tried to get into a shop in the Russian town of Krasnoyarsk through a roof, a hole in the roof, but he got stuck. Officers managed to free the man and promptly detained him. A video released by police showed the man's legs sticking out from a hole in the damaged roof. The man told police he was not the first person to climb into the shop. A criminal case has been opened against the unsuccessful thief.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three is presented to us by listener Jeff. Also sent in to us by Wild Bill. Jeff is our reader, and for being our reader, Jeff gets a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations and order online at loumalnati's.com. All right, Jeff, take it away. Dummy number three.
This is Jeff for You Big Dummy. Recent studies indicating drinking raw milk makes 1 in 6 people sick. However, a West Virginia lawmaker says it's just a coincidence that he was struck down with fevers, vomiting, and diarrhea after a raw milk party. Party was to celebrate relaxed regulations on the drink. Pat McGeehan, a House delegate from Hancock, insists the virus, not bacteria, in a legal cup of raw milk is to blame for his symptoms. Individuals who drink unpasteurized milk run the risk of ingesting bacteria like E. coli, Salmonella, and Listeria. However, Governor Earl Ray Tomlin signed a bill last Thursday allowing people to purchase the product if a waiver is signed and the animals providing the milk were tested within the last year. The law will go in effect in May. According to McGeehan, Representative Scott Cato caught me in the hallway, offered me a cup, and you want to try to be a gentleman. I had a small sip and walked away and tossed the rest of it. He added, I highly doubt raw milk had anything to do with it. WSAZ-3 noted that a stomach virus has circulated throughout the Capitol in recent weeks. Representative Cato told the Charleston Gazette Tuesday that he might have broken the law after the bill was signed into law. I don't know. I gave it away, Cato said. Now back to you, Nick.
Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
life you think it is being the father of a young dummy.
All right, there you go. We got two more dummies to go on You Big Dummy. And we will continue You Big Dummy right after we take a break here for weather and for traffic. And then Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and it's going to get even more fly on Fly Jams Friday. Yeah. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, Fly Jams Friday. All coming up, but right now, let's get back to You Big Dummy. Dummy number four. A security guard has left his job after being suspended. The reason for his suspension? It was discovered he was insulting people coming to his work. How was he discovered? Because he was posting the comments on social media. Paul Wheeler, 48, worked for a British government office up until the discovery. During his tenure, he frequently updated his Facebook page with the insulting comments about those coming in, apparently unaware it could be read by the general public. A woman who found the comments, she said that she had reported Wheeler to his bosses and an external security company. A spokesman for the G4S Secure Solutions said a member of staff at the Bracknell Job Center has been suspended while an investigation took place. However, he added that he was no longer with the company.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy. One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
Dummy number five. A would-be robber in Pennsylvania had some pretty poor timing when he attempted to rob his taxi driver with a sheriff's deputy behind him, police say. A Berks County sheriff's deputy approached the cab after it failed to move through a green light Monday afternoon. Surveillance video from inside the cab shows the deputy's cruiser pulling up behind a taxi on a city street. Shortly after that, a passenger in the back seat attempted the robbery. "Give me all your money, man," he yelled. As the panicked driver tells him that he has no money, he noticed the deputy approaching the cop. "There's a cop behind us," the driver said. The robber tried to get out of the taxi and run, but he was caught by Deputy Terry Eli.
But if you and Rollo gonna be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies. Dummy.
Okay, we got a vote. All right, we got the dummy who was in the Scooby-Doo van. We got the dummy who got stuck in the roof of a business trying to steal from it. We got the dummy who drank raw milk after supporting a bill to make raw milk easier to drink. We got the dummy who posted rude comments on Facebook, not realizing that people can read it everywhere. And the dummy who tried to rob a taxi when a cop car was behind him. All right, let's go with Esmeralda. Or Dan, sorry, Dan.
The name of the sheriff that busted the guy in the taxi almost tipped the edge for me. I do find it always interesting when people like put markers on the cars and commit crimes, because it's just like,
yeah,
you know. But even if it was a stomach virus, the fact he got sick after drinking raw milk, I think that's
yep.
my choice this week.
Yep. Okay. And Esmeralda, where are you going?
Toilet humor is always funny.
Yeah.
I guess the raw milk one.
The raw milk one. Okay.
Because I can imagine how it just kept going. You know, like the after.
Yes.
And the more detail. I somehow can just see it in my head.
Yes. I think we all can. And Jeff did a nice reading on that one. Okay, that's your winner. That's your dummy of the week. So there you go. All right, let us move on to other things here on a Friday morning. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as hell. F-bomb.
Out of context.
What's up?
Tell
them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
All right, you all know what this is. This is Straight Out of Context. This is when you listen to everybody on this radio station, and at any time, if anyone ever says anything that you can pull out of context, and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. What do we got, Dan?
First up, Eric heard these of Dean Richards and Wendy.
Because I'm so good with the tools.
Be gentle with me, Dean.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Brian submitted this one of Wendy.
How will you fit it in? That's what I want to know.
Well.
Okay. By the way, I do want to mention that Monday I was here for like 14 hours because we had a meeting. Like a talent meeting thing at noon, so I stuck around and I was on Cochran's show all morning, and so I saw Wendy that morning, and she came up and hugged me and said, "I am so glad that I have participated as a person who has supplied a Straight Out of Context instead of constantly just being a person who, you know." So she gave us one on Bill, so she gave me a nice hug, which was nice. Okay, next,
Wild Bill, Tony, and Kara all emailed these. They involve Brian Noonan, Craig Collins, and our own Esmeralda Leon. Nick, you predicted that this was going to happen based upon a live read we've had in the last week and a half.
Yes.
Join Brittany and Elliot for Chicago's best balls.
Various balls?
Could be any sort of ball. I don't know what kind of balls. They're the best balls in Chicago. You can see it Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
That is going to be a genius show.
What other kind of balls are there? It's the best balls in the room. I have to address them.
The balls were teed up for you.
Oh, man. Well, that took a weird turn.
Yeah, as soon as I read that promo and realized that a lot of people on the station were going to read that promo, I told Dan, you're going to hear a lot of balls over the next week. You're going to get plenty of balls. So, all right. Next.
A little bit later in the conversation, Brian and Craig added this.
I've never had a muff to put my hand in.
I can't wait for Chicago's best muffs.
What the hell? Okay. All right.
Jesse
next.
Sent in this one of Wendy.
How does it feel now when you touch the equipment after somebody has sweat on it?
Oh, boy. All right.
Tim heard this one of Wendy and Bill.
I didn't have them yet, so I was looking at them. I'm like, wow, those can be beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, that last yes was a little creepy, I got to say. Dan, you worked with that guy. That was a little creepy, don't you think?
Just a smidge.
Just
yeah.
A smidge creepy. Okay, all right.
Brian submitted this one of Lou Manfredini.
I did it to my phone this morning before I came because it's sitting on my counter.
Just because it's there. Just because it's sitting on the counter. Control yourself, will you, Lou? I'm scared to touch the phone in this studio now. All right. Well, he works downstairs, so we're okay. Okay, next.
Aaron emailed these of Elton Jim Toronto.
Think of how bulky and bulgy you are. Where you put the front back? I'm going to just pitch a tent.
He only does that at Elton John concerts. Okay, next.
Doug sent in this one of Esmeralda.
I like sausages sometimes.
Mm. We kind of knew that was going to happen,
yeah,
right, Esmeralda?
Into that one. Sorry.
I mean, you just can't help it.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Just got to let it go. That's with the
right.
Flow.
All right.
Sean, Brian, Harold, and Sharon heard this one of Wendy.
Right. Smells moist.
Okay.
Tim submitted another one of Wendy.
No, I just want to go get some meat right now.
She is just filthy. Wendy Snyder is filthy. Okay.
Linda, Peter, and our good friend Jim Hankey emailed these of you.
It just looks like a ball with a slit in it. It just looks like three balls. Are we breaking, Dan? Okay. On that note, it looks like three balls. We'll take a break. We got the news coming up next on WGN. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Yeah.
Context. Context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
All right, Straight Out of Context continues. You listen 24-7. Whenever anybody says anything you can pull out of context, jot it all down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Dan, we continue.
Brian sent in this one of Wendy.
Bone in?
Bone in.
Oh, yeah, now and you're talking.
Okay.
Keith heard this one of Wendy.
I've seen neighbors walk by as I'm doing it.
Just leave the curtains wide open. All right, next.
Tony submitted this one of Patty.
Oh, a little bit lower, lower. Show me what you got. You know it's about 6 inches long.
I don't even want to know. Okay, next.
Matthew submitted this one of Esmeralda.
Well, wait, when did it get yanked?
That was on our show here. Yeah. Do we remember what the context of that was, Esmeralda? What were we talking about? Because as soon as you said it, we all knew it.
Made that meant...
Was it a TV show?
Yeah, I think gotten rid of.
Yeah. Yep. When they canceled the TV show.
Billy Joel requested an episode of Pop-Up
Video. Oh, that's right. We learned so much about Pop-Up Video. By the way, I got a lot of really... enthusiastic responses from people about the Pop-Up Video. Evidently, there are some very, very passionate hardcore fans of Pop-Up Video. I forgot to order the Pop-Up Video board game.
Maybe you should get a petition going to restart Pop-Up Video.
They should, man. But again, like you said, Esmeralda, who cares about videos anymore?
That's true.
Take the old ones again and just do the classic ones
again.
Yeah, there's
plenty of 80s ones.
Yeah.
And maybe it would start... artists to make videos again.
Better videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what's next?
Last one. Trucker John emailed this one of you.
Hey, here are some testicles.
That was on Cochran Show.
Wait, what?
That was... that was yesterday morning on Cochran Show. Here.
Hey, here are some testicles.
I was talking about Sacha Baron Cohen, who I can't stand.
Okay.
And his new idiotic movie, which I know will suck, called The Brothers Grimsby. And he likes to throw testicles around in his movies. So.
I see.
Yeah.
That seems difficult.
Not for him.
To throw them.
Yeah.
Since they're attached to people.
Oh, they are?
I would think.
Okay.
Spies.
Hey!
Someone took your plans away. So, what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
Yeah.
Spies. Spies. Like us.
Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen 24-7. And whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot down who said it, daytime, all that stuff, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Dan, what do we got?
Two this week.
All right.
Carol's our first spy. You mentioned a little bit earlier that this week you and a bunch of on-air hosts had a meeting at noon.
Yeah.
Roe and Justin were talking about it during their crosstalk on Monday night, admitting that both had showed up late to the meeting.
Yes, they did.
It leads to this conversation.
And then everybody's here. How did you people know about the meeting? It was in the email. Look at what?
And you can't complain because, like, Nick's there.
Right,
Patty
he
Vasquez,
works
they go
over.
Right.
So we're like, no, we have no.
Yeah, no excuse whatsoever.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, no excuse. No excuse. By the way, I'm not going to mention what exactly was said, but Justin's entrance was spectacular. And for those of you who were at the meeting, the timing on what Jimmy DeCastro said during that meeting and the entrance of Justin Kaufman could not have been more exquisitely timed.
Did he kick a door in?
He just, I can't tell you. I'll tell you off the air, Esmeralda. Okay. But honest to God, the entire room just went up for grabs, and we all started laughing. Justin Kaufman's entrance and what Jimmy said before he entered, you couldn't have timed it. I'm telling you, the best comic timing of anything I've seen live, maybe, and I've seen millions of great things live. That was spectacular. So, all right, and we got another one?
Yep. Amy is the second spy. Patty was talking to Sam Panayotovich, who was in Arizona at spring training. They were talking about baseball.
I'm just excited because I realize we're less than a month away from opening day. This is crazy. I mean, I just got the goosebumps because it's exciting when baseball starts. It's, I don't know, it's just magic in Chicago, even if it goes badly.
Where is your Cubs jersey right now, Patty? You know where it is?
I do, actually. I saw it today. I'm wearing my Blackhawks shirt, but I actually thought about wearing it out. I went to Nick D's movie club tonight at the Movie Co. We saw the thing, and it's funny you ask, because I was going to grab my Cubs jersey.
All right. Yeah, Patty did come out to see the thing. She couldn't stay for the whole movie because she starts at 11.
Heard it was a star-studded event.
It was a star-studded event. Eric Childress was there. Jen Bosworth was there. My buddy Ryan Oliver, who made Among the Dead, was there. Who else was there? Esmeralda's better half was there. Who else? Did we have other people there?
I don't know. You were there.
That doesn't count. But anyway,
no, I mean, as in, like, you were there, so you should know.
Oh, I should, shouldn't I? Yeah. No, we had a ton of people there.
I would consider who you said all your horror movie people.
My horror people came out that night.
They're the real stars.
They came out in droves that night, man. And it was, and you could feel the vibe was different because, and I said in my introduction before the movie started, before the thing started, I said, I can tell my brethren are here. My brothers and sisters in the world of horror are here. I can tell simply by the dramatic increase in piercings and tattoos in the audience tonight.
Was there a lot of cheers when when all the scary stuff?
No.
Because I watched a couple of the just scenes. V showed me a couple of the scenes, and they seemed like they'd be like, yeah.
No, there was, you could hear a pin drop. I mean, there was laughter when there was supposed to be laughter. But no, we have a tendency to just quietly worship as as John Carpenter's The Thing unfolds in front of us. But no, it was a great crowd. I want to thank Patty for coming out and Jen for coming out. It was amazing. We had a packed house. My next one, by the way, I hope everybody can come out. Robert De Niro in Raging Bull, Martin Scorsese, a masterpiece, beautiful, gorgeous black and white cinematography, 4K restored digital print on the big screen. It's April 5th, Tuesday night, April 5th, Raging Bull. You can reserve your seats right now. It's $10 to get in. Parking is free. And you can go to movieco.com. That's MUVICO. Movieco.com and reserve your seats for the great Martin Scorsese masterpiece, Raging Bull, on April 5th.